In the wake of news reports that the military paid Iraqi newspapers to publish positive stories about the war and the reconstruction effort, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John Warner of Virginia, sought more information from Defense Department officials.
I remain gravely concerned about this situation.
After a visit to the Pentagon Friday, Senator Warner said officials confirmed to him that the military has placed articles in Iraqi newspapers as paid advertisements, but that some had been published without disclaimers that they were funded by the military.
Now, it's been discovered in some areas there's an omission of that reference that it's been paid for, and they're looking into that.
In Baghdad, the U.S.-led coalition confirmed in a statement that it places articles in Iraqi newspapers, saying in its words that it does so as a function of buying advertising and opinion editorial space, as is customary in Iraq. The statement added that the information battle space in Iraq is contested at all times and is filled with misinformation and propaganda by an enemy intent on discrediting the Iraqi government and the coalition, who are taking every opportunity to instill fear and intimidate the Iraqi people. Senator Warner acknowledged the military's concerns about the impact that the insurgents' disinformation campaign may be having.
Disinformation that's going out in that country is really affecting the effectiveness of what we're achieving and what our troops are fighting and dying for and being wounded. And as a consequence, we have no recourse but to try and get the truth and the facts out.
Senator Warner said Pentagon officials told him the defense contractor, known as the Lincoln Group, is paying Iraqi news organizations to run the military-produced articles as paid advertisements. A spokeswoman from the Lincoln Group would not comment, but a statement from the organization says the Lincoln Group has consistently worked with the Iraqi media to promote truthful reporting across Iraq. The statement says, "We encounter the lies, intimidation, and pure evil of terror with factual stories that highlight the heroism and sacrifice of the Iraqi people and their struggle for freedom and security." Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.